Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
MVP, Most Valuable Praise. In preparing for our Be Thankful series at my church, I've been reading and studying quite a bit about gratitude. For example, my wife and I are reading a devotional on the YouVersion Bible app called Practicing Gratitude. The other morning, our devotional writer shared this thought. When the prophet Jonah was having a terrible day at work, he found gratitude by looking at God's provision through the physical environment. God made a bush for shade, and Jonah was very happy about the bush. Jonah chapter 4, verse 6. In our shared notes, my wife had an insightful word. She wrote, "Jonah's gratitude didn't last long." This is a great reminder to pursue a lifestyle of gratitude. It is sometimes very challenging in the midst of hard days to recognize God's blessings, but it forces me to take my eyes off myself and place them back on my Lord and Savior. My studies, this devotional plan, and Betsy's insight got me thinking even more about the most valuable praise we can offer to our God. Jonah was indeed happy about the shade, but as soon as the shade was gone because the plant withered, he was back to his sullen complaining all over again. Ah, yes, poor Jonah is a microcosm of the whole Old Testament. God's blessings are only appreciated for a moment until the complaining starts up again. Oh, wait, that's our story today. All of God's blessings are so quickly forgotten unless we are intentionally grateful, especially in the hard times, when it feels like our difficulties are just so unfair. Paul wrote, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything is not the same thing as for everything. This means that I can still be God-focused in my painful circumstances, even though I may not be thankful for those circumstances. But as I remain thankfully God-focused, perhaps I may begin to see what He is accomplishing because of my painful circumstances. Just as Jesus saw the joy set before Him, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and knew that His Father would triumph even in that horrific time, perhaps as I keep my eyes on Jesus, I can begin to get a glimpse of God's coming glory. Isn't it the will of God that I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I am irremovable from my position in Christ Jesus? For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Shouldn't my assurance of that truth produce a joy that prompts praise from my lips that brings glory to God? Isn't that praise of greater value precisely because it comes from a person in a setting where thankfulness seems impossible? God is magnified even more when praise comes from a thankful heart that is in a place where humanly there seems to be absolutely nothing praiseworthy. It is in this place that my praise is to God simply because He is God, and He is worthy to be praised simply because of who He is. So I will praise Him no matter what, in all things, because I am secure that I am in Christ Jesus. That hope produces a reward that is invaluable. That hope produces a praise that is beautiful in God's ears. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. We give God our MVP, our most valuable praise, when it is lifted to Him in that place and time where the natural response would be grumbling and complaining. In those moments, remind yourself that you are in Christ Jesus, which means even here in this dark moment, you can be thankful in all things.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.